A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style. Mm-hmm. And figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we are podcast hosts, not experts. And we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you want to reach us, hit us up on the Javeems. That's the Google voice.
No,
how is that, Kate, Dory?
No.
No, yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. I think,
nope.
You know what? No, I don't
nope.
take orders from you.
No. Nope.
I'm going to call it Javeems.
I'm going to vomit.
Hit us up on the Javeems. Leave us a voicemail or a text at 781-591-0390. Or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Listen, all I will say is if you agree with Kate's use of Javeems, email us. And if you don't, email us also. And we'll see. Kate, we'll see. We'll
you know
see
what? You. This is going to be the battle of the summer. Do we call Google Voice Javeems or
best,
do we not?
This is maybe best done on Instagram, an Instagram poll.
Sure. We'll take a poll, but I encourage people
we'll
to
all right.
send me texts and voicemails on the Javeems in support of it.
Okay.
You know, I got to keep you on your toes, Dory. I got to keep it fresh. We've been doing this for 4 years. You know, I got to pull out, like pull a card out of my pocket and just throw it on the table and see what you do.
I guess you do. I guess you do. And you know what? You just did. So,
boom.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And just some reminders, you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. We also have everything we mention on the show on our shelves on shopmyshelf.us/forever35. I'm just once again going to remind Kate that she did promise everyone a butt care shelf.
You know, it's on my to-do list. It's on my to-do list.
Fully recovered or semi-fully recovered from COVID.
I would say semi. I hope that goes
to the top of your to-do list. That is the number one priority. You can follow us on Twitter at Forever35Pod, on Instagram at Forever35Podcast. Join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums. You can also sign up for our newsletter at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter. Now, Kate, now that that's out of the way.
We did it.
Once again, you have a rather large cast on your arm.
It's technically not a cast. It's like a big plastic thing. Well, it looks like one, but it's a big plastic thing that they then like stuff with all this cotton and then wrap in like a giant ace bandage and then tape. So it's not a hard cast. This is going to come off at the end of the week. But yes, Dory, I had my second hand surgery of, you know, the last 6 months. I went under the knife again.
Okay. And how did it go?
Well, it was in the last 24 hours. It was fine. I'm not in really any pain. And they removed all the hardware that was in my hand and then removed scar tissue and I think did something that like loosens up the joints because I don't have full mobility in my hand after breaking it very badly in the fall. So I will be getting this off, I think, later this week and going back into my intensive hand therapy. Can't wait to see all my hand therapists again. They are occupational therapists. Oftentimes people write in and want to make sure I know to go to an OT, and I do. They are all hand OTs. They're wonderful. Yeah, hopefully this will give me full range of motion and I will be able to regain strength in my hand and be able to use my right hand, you know, as well as I did before, because it's been, I can use it, but I don't have a full grip. I don't have full strength. Like I can't hold like a dog leash with my right hand. Hard to like open a jar. It's hard to explain not having active mobility, but basically my pinky and my index finger, they don't go down all the way on their own. And passive mobility means I can move them down, like move them into a fist, but even my pinky doesn't go all the way. So it's been a real journey. But it's okay. I feel very lucky, you know? I feel lucky, ultimately.
Okay.
That's what, I had insomnia last night and I was lying in bed. I don't know if it was from like the general anesthesia wearing off or what, but I was like up at 3 a.m. And then of course I did read my latest alien book, but I was just laying there and I was like, you know what? I feel really like I'm very lucky and fortunate and privileged to be able to get this care and to not have it be a big deal. And I just felt very lucky. I have people who can take care of me. I don't know. I felt a lot of gratitude actually after this second surgery.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where that came from, but
talk
it just popped
about a
in.
Reframe.
What? I know. Who knew? I don't know. I was tired and
wow.
Again, the wearing off of the anesthesia, but I'm not in a lot of pain, which is really nice. And I'm excited to get this giant thing off my hand and hopefully, you know, get back to work on getting those fingers, those joints moving.
Yeah. What is the time frame? Do you know?
Oh, I think I'll be in physical therapy, you know, this hand therapy 2 times a week for the next minimum 3 months. And even then, they don't know if I'm going to fully regain the mobility. Like this is, you know, this is the second.
Holy crap.
I had my original surgery I had two plates and 16 screws in my hand, which they then gave me in a jar yesterday. But no, I mean, I've had cortisone shots put in. I've done extensive hand therapy, and it's, you know, I really fucked up my hand. I really fucked it up, which is, I've never had this like such a serious bone injury in my life. So I may never regain full mobility, but again, you know, it is what it is. I'll be okay.
Okay. All right. So, well,
that's the latest from the hand department.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot, Kate.
I guess it is.
Yeah. Here's a question for you. What have you been consuming pop culture wise whilst, you know, incapacitated?
Okay. Well, we haven't even talked about my COVID TV watching.
No, we have not.
I've already talked about how I loved the book, Book Lovers. I read that. I read a bunch of, like, you know, Ruby Dixon alien books while I was, you know, holed up. But Dory, I watched the second season of Russian Doll, which I loved.
Okay.
I finished Somebody Somewhere, which is an absolutely beautiful show, which I loved. Then I watched both seasons of Starstruck. Have you seen that on HBO?
Okay. So, Kate, I mentioned this in my newsletter today, which I get it. You might not have read. It's fine.
I did. It's about being 45, but I don't know if I got to that part. Okay, go on.
So, at the bottom, I said that my friend Kate Spencer was talking about Starstruck.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And so I started watching it.
Oh, yes. I see this now right at the bottom. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm 5 or 6 episodes into the first season.
My God.
One thing that I kind of love about it is the episodes are so short.
I know. Aren't they great? Isn't that the best part?
Yes, it's kind of great. I mean, sometimes I'm like, wait, I want there to be more. But then other times it is just kind of nice to have like this fun little snack.
Yes. I love that they are short episodes. I feel like maybe the season finale is like a 30 minute, but otherwise you can just really knock it out.
Yeah, they're mostly 20 minutes. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And also, how hot is Tom Kapoor?
He's like not totally my type. I'm not going to lie. I obviously think he is objectively attractive, but he's a little petite.
Okay. All right. Maybe not a short person type.
Look, you like what you like. You know what I mean? But I'm really enjoying the show.
Well, I have two other shows that I am recently obsessed with. Heartstopper on Netflix, which is another British show.
I'm writing it down.
Have you not heard of Heartstopper?
Uh-huh. No.
Dory.
I don't, Kate, you know, I'm kind of out of it.
Okay. I feel like someone described it as like Euphoria, but happier. And I've not seen Euphoria, but it's a show about teenagers in the UK at a boys' school and a girls' school. And it kind of focuses on this one group of friends, specifically this boy, Charlie, who is gay and out. And he forms a crush on like the star of the rugby team who becomes his friend and who then, you know, they form a relationship and he begins to kind of deepen his understanding of his own sexuality. And it's just such a beautiful show. I'm upset. I'm rewatching it. I've started watching it again.
Wow.
I loved it so much. Now, then the final show that I've started watching is a Dori Shafrir recommendation, which I'm obsessed with. It's The Hookup Plan. The French
You're
show.
Finally watching it.
Yeah, I'm like four Yay! Episodes into the first season, and I texted you at some point, and I was like, "Is this show going to destroy me?" Because I'm so obsessed with the main character and her love interest, and I'm just like, something's going to happen that's going to hurt me in this. I know this show is going to hurt, but I'm invested. I'm in. So thank you. It's so good. Dory was right, everybody. The Hookup
it's so
Plan,
good, isn't it?
Yeah, which is on Netflix. It's excellent.
Yes, it is on Netflix. It is in French. Although I watch it in French with subtitles. I think you can watch it dubbed.
I also watch it in French and subtitles. I like everything with subtitles. I like hearing the original
language.
That's
just because We're
Francophiles.
We're fancy, but you know, we're so no, I'm just kidding. There's nothing good or bad about watching a show with subtitles or dubbed.
No.
It is entirely one's preference. But I'm so glad you're finally watching The Hookup Plan. It does feel like a show that was like kind of made for you. So
I know. I'm like annoyed at like, this is one of the shows where I'm like, why didn't I ever think, like, I love this show so much. It's like too perfect. Also, the
I know
main...
you like resisted it. You resisted it for a long time.
I think that the French gets in the way where I'm like, am I going to really like this if it's French humor? But I do really like it.
It's great. Yeah. And the main guy, I will agree with you, is extremely hot.
It's like a problem. Like
he's extremely hot. And you know who else is hot, even though they kind of make him like a little bit of a loser, is Max.
Is that the brother?
Yes. No, yeah. Not the brother. Not the brother. The ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yes. He is hot, too. Yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. Everyone on the show is hot.
They're all hot. Yeah,
there's no one that I saw on the show where I was like, I wouldn't make out with you. Everybody, I was like, yeah, I'm in. Even her dad. I was like, great. Add him to the list. Anyway, thank you for that recommendation, Dory. So that's what's up with me. Well, shows and
you
bones.
You are so welcome. And thank you for the Starstruck recommendation. You know what it is scratching? It is scratching the lovesick itch.
Oh, I love that show. Yes, it totally.
I love that show.
It's charming people in their 20s living in London. It's that kind of like contemporary,
yes, charming
British.
Charming, but like messy people.
Yes, charming chaos, if you will. Should we tell the folks what Starstruck is even about?
Oh, yeah, we probably should.
We totally neglected to do that. We just talked about a show. We just talked about a million shows, but never told the people what they're about. Starstruck is about a woman at a New Year's Eve party who has a one-night stand and then wakes up and discovers that the man she had a one-night stand with is actually a famous actor. And then they might start dating. And just we see what happens. And then The Hookup Plan, where to even begin? It's also about a messy friend group, but in Paris. And in order to help a friend get over a breakup, her best girlfriends hire her a male escort, unbeknownst to her. She thinks she's just dating a guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you sense a theme?
Great chat, great TV chat. Should we take a little break and hear from some listeners?
Oh, I can't wait. We've got some fun comments and questions when we get back.
All right, BRB.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like, fashion, I feel like, is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Dory, we received a couple listener comments and suggestions about travel size containers.
I'm excited about this because I am ready for some good travel size containers.
Okay. Well, this person wrote, hello, Kat and Dora, listener from Canada here. I listened to your episode about travel size containers. And while I thought your solutions were totally reasonable, I felt you could have talked more about reusable containers. Could you try a few brands out on the pod? I recently participated in a Spring River Valley cleanup in my city and was saddened by the disposable plastic stuff that was everywhere. Bags, containers, etc. As a global society, we need to move past disposable plastic. This is even more of an issue in countries that lack the infrastructure for recycling. My two cents on this, as I hadn't been too mindful in the past, but now try to use this stuff only when absolutely necessary. Thank you for the amazing pod. Okay, well, then before I offer up two suggestions that I like, another listener wrote to us with a suggestion that I actually have done. And they wrote contact lens cases make great sample/travel containers for liquids and creams if you don't need much. They should be totally liquid tight, but I would beware potentially with oils because some oils can swell plastics. I prefer the ones with the flip caps since there's no way you can lose the cap. Have you ever tried that? I know you're not a I have like a million contact lens cases.
Yeah, so I'm not a contact lens wearer. So this like never really presented itself organically as a solution for me. But I am happy to try. I mean, like I take this listener's point that they are designed to be leak proof.
Yeah, it's actually a great suggestion.
Yeah. So yeah, Kate, do you have any extras lying around?
You know, I do. I actually, this is actually the kind of thing that I should share with people because every time I buy contact solution, they include like at least 1 to 2 contact cases. So often acquire, I'll have like 30 contact cases and I have done this. They're great.
I will happily take some off your hands.
Okay. You just need to label them, you know, like when I've done this in the past, I've put like, face cream. I use like scotch tape and a permanent marker and I just label each little one because sometimes it can be hard to differentiate. Another listener did write in and recommend Cadence, which are like fancy
refillable containers. I get their Facebook ads all the time.
Yeah, same, but I've never tried them. They're very appealing looking, albeit pricey. I will say I have a couple of things from REI that I use. They're both by brand called Human Gear. I have these things called GoTub little containers, which are these kind of like, how do I describe them? You squeeze the sides and the top pops off. So I use these for cream. I use them for pills. I'll bring like a couple, you know, Tums and put them in there. And then this same company makes this like stackable interlocking container is what it's called. They're called Stacks. And they're great. We'll link to all of these things, but I have used these like camping and traveling. And the nice thing is they're like 4 little containers that screw onto each other. So they kind of like become the size of one little tiny carry-on bottle, if that makes sense.
I'm happy to try any or all of these. Not that I'm really, well, I am traveling soon, but it's a car trip. So it's not like I can't bring, you know, my regular size things, but you know what? I will test some of these things out. This is a great suggestion. All right, Kate, we also have a voicemail.
Hi, I have a question. My best friend of many years is getting married in July. I am planning her bachelorette party and I have a sinking feeling in my stomach. I've never felt this way with a friend getting married before and it's not unfounded. Her fiance, cheated on her earlier in the relationship. It's been a 10-year relationship. Cheated on her in their early 20s. And my best friend just found out that he goes on Bumble when she is out of town. He says that he doesn't meet up with anyone or talk to anyone. And my best friend is going through with the marriage. I'm having nightmares. I feel sick to my stomach about this. I've told her before very politely, that I don't agree with this, but I'm not a confrontational person. And I also don't want to lose my best friend. So I'm wondering if I should bring it up again with her getting married in just 2 months. We've been talking about this. We talked about this earlier in January and kind of haven't talked about it since. So do you think I should talk to my best friend about whether or not she should marry this guy? I'm afraid of losing her, but I'm also feel so sick to my stomach about this entire thing, and it makes it really, really hard to plan a bachelorette party when you're not excited for the person that you love so much. So that's one question. And then the other one, I'll say really quickly, is that there's the three best friends that we've all known each other, that we've all known each other for decades. The other person does not know. My best friend asked her to not tell her. And that's also making me really sick to my stomach, because I talk to this other best friend every single day. We are planning the bachelorette party together. She is a co-maid of honor. And it makes me feel absolutely sick to my stomach that I'm keeping this huge, huge, huge secret from her. Man, it's just a really hard situation, and I would love some wise advice from you and your listeners. Thank you so much.
They got cut off. They've got a lot going on there.
Well, Kate, I have some thoughts.
Let me just buckle up my seatbelt, because I feel like I'm in for a wild ride. Okay. Click.
As much as it pains me to say this, I don't think you should talk to your friend again about this. And I'll tell you why. She already knows. She already knows all of this. She knows she's marrying a piece of shit. And for whatever reason, low self-esteem, lack of confidence, anxiety, fear, whatever it is, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and armchair diagnose her. She's going through with it. We all know this is not going to end well. This is not going to end well. This guy sucks. I don't believe him when he says he's not meeting up with people. Like, why the fuck are you on Bumble then? Like, okay, so he's lying. And he's going to keep doing this. I mean, like, we all know this. He's been doing it. He's probably done it a million other times that she doesn't even know about. So, like, he sucks. Like, we've established this. He sucks. However, she is going to need a friend when this shit all hits the fan, because it will. And I worry that if you, you know, push her away now, I think she needs you more than you need to take a public stand about this, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think your point of view is accurate. I mean, I think you can express your concerns to a friend, but ultimately you cannot live their relationships for them.
Yeah.
They have to figure all this out on their own. And oftentimes friends are going to partner with people who are awful, and they may stay with them.
Yeah.
This may be your friend's spouse for the rest of your lives together. Mm-hmm. This is not to say that you have to like the person or approve of the person or not verbalize it. No. But I think that you're right, Dory. Like, this is not, you can't, I think you have to accept your friend for where they are. And I would say the bachelorette party is about celebrating the friend and about creating a nice experience for her. I believe the pronoun is her, not about celebrating. You don't have to, if it makes your stomach curl, you don't have to make it like, everybody, let's guess Dave's 10 favorite foods. Like, you don't have to make it about their, about him or their, you know, yeah, their wedding. But I do think that your friend can be celebrated and probably needs to be celebrated and needs that support. Now, I will say, I totally see you. It is really hard standing by when the people you love and the people you love who you see their greatness, and they are not treated with respect, and they remain in relationships that are with harmful people. It's really hard. And I also am sorry that you've been put in a position of having to keep secrets, because that...
Yes. Yes,
sucks.
That sucks.
So I think you can you can express your discomfort with the, all of that. I think you don't have to silence your truths. But I agree that you don't need to try to steer this ship, you know?
No. The other thing that I will say is that, and this I acknowledge that this goes a little bit against what I said previously, but the other thing that I will say is that we never know the full story of someone else's relationship. And we don't know what your friend is getting out of this relationship. Like, there might be some aspect of it that is very beneficial to her. And so, you know, I just want to kind of acknowledge that from what you've said, it sounds toxic, but like, I do just want to acknowledge that, like, we don't always know the full story. And like, I say this because of experience with either like friends who are with someone who I don't like, or, you know, whatever. It's like, okay, like Kate was saying, like, I don't have to be married to them. They are clearly getting something out of this that, like, I am not a part of. And, like, that's fine. I don't need to be a part of their relationship. So, you know, I just want to kind of put that out there. I mean, I think when it comes to infidelity, it does get a little messier. But in general, the, like, I don't like my friend's partner, I think is often a little bit more complicated than maybe we're making it out to be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Good luck. This is a really hard situation to be in. I don't know if anything I've said is the right thing, but it's really hard. And you're a good friend for caring so deeply. It sounds like you really, really love this person. And it's a really tough position that you are in.
I mean, the vigilante in me thinks that, like, this guy should be entrapped.
Like, how that's, you know what I mean? I was about to say, like, follow the teachings of Al-Anon, because I do think the teachings of Al-Anon always come in really handy in situations like this, and that you cannot change the other person. You can only, like, set boundaries for yourself and protect yourself. But I also like Dory's. Like Dory's plan of creating a fake Bumble account and catfishing this guy. Yeah, I also like Dory's plan.
All right. Well,
we should do that, Dory. Why don't we create a business where we do that for people?
Oh my gosh.
You would be so good at that.
You know what? I think it would be too depressing.
It would. It would suck. I know.
It would be so dark. But it would be fun. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, we have returned with a text. This may be a really stupid question, but is facial oil supposed to go on last? Please advise.
First of all, there's no stupid questions, period. But especially about skincare stuff. I'm still wondering all these things. But the answer is yes.
Yes. But I will say that, like, sometimes there's, like, an oily serum that goes on, like, they say to put on before your moisturizer.
Do you have an oily serum?
Well, like the Kypris Beauty Elixir. I believe they say to put on before the moisturizer.
I don't think I've used that. Is that oily?
The consistency to me is oily. So I don't know. And same with like the Saint Jane luxury beauty serum. That is also, I find, quite oily. But it's technically a serum.
Yeah, this is where I get a little muddled.
I don't know. Just putting that out there.
I hear you. I'd normally do an oil last after the moisturizer if I'm using one.
Same. Yeah.
Well, we have another skincare question to round out this segment. A question about facial mists, parentheses toner. Do people just spray and apply the next prod, or do we spray and use our hands to ensure full coverage? I used to do the former, but have recently switched to the latter. Is there a right way? Dory, I spray and sometimes I pat, but other times I don't and I just go for the next product. I don't know if there's a right way.
I don't generally use toner, so I don't feel qualified answering this question.
I mean, sometimes you want your face wet, especially like if you're going from a toner, speaking of oil, like if you're going to use an oil, I believe you want your face damp for the oil. So, but I do see a lot of like YouTubers pressing in toners, pressing in, oh my God, what's the word? Ampules. There is like a press. Element that can be done. I know like Vintner's daughter does a lot of face pressing with their toner product. I think you can do either. There's no right or wrong here, listener. I think you're okay.
Yeah, Vintner's does a lot of pressing.
Yeah, a lot of pressing. I don't know, Dory. I don't know the answer to this one.
Well, Kate, it's been a pleasure. We tackled
really
some
went
big
all over
issues.
The place.
Yeah, we really went all over the place.
It's really quite a thing to go from like a cheater on Bumble to just toner, but that's what I like about this show.
Yeah, same. All right. Well, we will talk to you all again very soon.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.